96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Wednesday, February 18th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Again, I have another guest who cancelled, and these things happen. That's when you have 100 things to do, and you say, hey, Nuri, last minute, I have to do this, and I cannot come in today. But these things happen, so one must press on. Today, we're going to have an open line Wednesday because of that. But as usual, I have things to talk about. One of the things I want to talk about is this seemingly press release that is buzzing through social media. I'm going to read the press release. I didn't know about it. And I want to know what you think about it. Let's see if I can find it for you. Something else I should have sent to Kermit to see if he's able to play it. Because every so often, things I send to the producer, it just don't mesh with our system, and then I have to find new ways on how to play it so I can have a conversation on air. Public notice, scheduled sonic boom. I'm not sure what that means. How does one have a scheduled sonic boom? Expected 18th of February 2026. Residents are advised that a loud sonic boom may be heard on 18th February 2026 between the hours of 5 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. as part of a scheduled and controlled Falcon 9 operation. A sonic boom is the sound associated with the shock waves created when a rocket travels faster than the speed of sound. While it may be loud and startling, it is not dangerous and no action is required. The sound level experience will vary by location, depending on the locale weather. This operation is being conducted with the approval of the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection and the Department of Civil Aviation, and all safety measures are in place. We appreciate your understanding and cooperation. For more information, please contact SpaceX at recovery@spacex.com. Frequently asked questions. What is a sonic boom? A sonic boom is a loud sound similar to thunder caused by an aircraft or rocket breaking the sound barrier. Is it dangerous? No. It may startle some people or pets. And there is no structural risk to properties. Do I need to do anything? Just to be aware of the timing so you are not alarmed. Also, you can participate in a digital sound mapping survey that will help us better understand how the rocket launch was experienced across the Bahamas. And of course, this public notice came out. I'm not sure who even issued this public notice. I'm not sure if it's in the media. I'm only going to assume that the media would have been informed about this like a day or two before, let you know that things will be happening, right? But it seems as if the launches and the landing and things are on again. It is what it is. I remember the ambassador of the United States was encouraging us that it would be good for the Bahamas to welcome such. I also see that I get inboxes saying that they hear that the SpaceX launch will be postponed until tomorrow. Tomorrow being Thursday instead of it being today, Wednesday, right? There are a number of people who saying that perhaps we in the Bahamas need to have better negotiators to speak to the owners of SpaceX to see if we could get better benefits from that organization. Definitely, we could get some satellites. Definitely, we could get some investments. If it's going to happen inside the Bahamas, surely we need to have better benefits. And it seems as if we have no say in it. So since we may not have any say in it, and they're already saying that the sonic boom has no impact on the environment, just a loud noise. I'm not sure what the impact will have on animals and myself or my person. Since there's no detriment, then let's negotiate. Let's negotiate and see how best we can benefit from all of this. One of the things I want to discuss today, or themes I want to discuss today, is why are Bahamians seemingly so angry? And I wanted to create a narrative and have a discussion. And this way you could call in right now and to explain to me, to have a conversation on why you think there seems to be a angst amongst straight across the board. Black, white, Chinese, Bahamians just seem to be having anxiety or an anger in general, right? And I was trying to pinpoint what would cause such a anger, animosity type of rage that is seemed to be permeating through our entire society. And I've concluded, that's me, that too many Bahamians are indicating that they're seemingly receiving just the crumbs, that there is a big slice of cake on the table there, right? That should be shared out evenly amongst the Bahamians and the Bahamas. But nothing is trickling down save crumbs. And this crumbs is what causing people at the bottom to be so grabalicious, so dog-like, right? Fighting, growling. No, because there is not enough to be shared amongst those who are not at the table. And so that is causing an anger. So my question is, what will cause us to get a greater share? What should the government be doing? What should we be demanding, right? What should we be expecting as citizens of the Bahamas, right? I've been having a debate, and I see you call. I'm going to reach out to you right now. I've been having a debate on, can we afford a new hospital? And one of the conclusions of people said that we don't have enough money. We have to borrow the money. It's either going to be the refurbished the hospital we have, or we borrow the money and get that specialty hospital that's going to be out west. It's either or. And of course, people say, why can't we do both? And I questioned, why can't we do both, right? And I concluded that it's because our government has not prioritized us yet, right? And if the government prioritize, we can have both. We've been talking about the horse bill that we do have right now and how it's collapsing, it seems, right under our noses. Yesterday, they had a leak, a roof leak. That water gushed down. Right, wetting up patients that they had to be moved left and center, left, right, and center. And I said, these things happen, right? Nothing wrong with it happening, but it should be a response where it does not happen again. That there should have been mass construction happening at our hospital, Princess Margaret Hospital, Main Hospital, at this present time. But there's no mass renovation happening. And it's 5 years gone by. It's not something like this happened yesterday and they now needing to find funds to fix it. It'd been decades now we know that the hospital needs to be refurbished. So that means it's priority. And if you see the priority, whereas the minister, going to put it squarely on his hands, his lap, that he has decided that we're going to get a specialty hospital before we get to do the renovations of the current hospital. Or now having this talk, say, don't worry, we're going to start doing the renovations for the hospital, not today, but soon, whenever soon is. I'm not sure when soon is. Right? That tells a tale about his leadership and where he sees us. And I believe too many of them see us at the bottom of the table receiving the crumbs. And let me have the caller
engage me was I find one video, a voice note I want to play into the records and have a good discussion on it because something's happening also in Andres. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live, caller. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanna make a statement that's important. First of all, I would like Brave Davis and Dr. Darville to apologize to the Bahamian people. You spoke about the hospital. Yesterday was not only a leak. A gentleman died in the front of the hospital. He was in a car and he couldn't find a wheelchair and didn't get a doctor out there in time. He died right in the car in front of Princess Margaret Hospital. This government has failed with roadworks. They have failed with the hospital. But, you know, there's blood on their hands. And I say that in a sincere way because people are dying in the hospital. And there is not sufficient medicine or care for the Bahamian people or people in general. So I ask the Prime Minister, as you said, you are the people for the Haitians. Are you the people for the Bahamians concerning the hospital also? Why is it you've neglected the hospital and allowed people to go through what they're going through and die? Last night I heard your report with the PLP. Yesterday I heard the reports about the convention or what they had with the PLP. And all I hear them talking about, we the PLP, listen to the conversation carefully. It says, all of us, the PLP, will be able to own this country. It didn't say the Bahamian people. It says, we the PLP. So I want you all to take that into good thought. But I want you to answer me a question. Why is it that we don't have sufficient wheelchairs? And why is it that Princess Margaret Hospital is in such poor condition? How in the world are we going to give this government another chance? They fail in crime. They fail in road repairs. They fail in the hospital, health care. And they've definitely failed in housing. They have given no accountability. And the Free National Movement, under Mr. Pintard, he said he will be accountable and he'll be responsible with the Bahamian people's taxpayers' money. God bless. Have a good day.
That's a lot of politicking you did just now, Colin, but I'll let you talk. I understand. In the season. So you got to call into all the radio shows and make sure express yourself. I'm assuming the PLP will do the same. And take up all my time where I could be talking serious talk. But let's go on. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Kermit, do you see that thing I sent you? See if you can play that. And then if not, I could play it from my phone. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Morning, Dr. Nuri.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to address briefly, I think you want to focus on why people globally, I guess, seem to be, and here locally, angry.
Bahamians in particular.
Bahamians in particular. Well, you know, I don't know many Bahamians that well, but I guess I could try. The psychology that we sort of developed over time because of our social environment is not conducive to us being creative, you know. And then we live in such a great level of stress and uncertainty. I mean, I just heard the energy czar on this morning. She was asked questions, and she said, I don't do no planning. I can't I can't address that because I can't tell you the date. So we have leaders who we are looking up to, but they can't plan, you know. And this social media is actually showing us that these people are not planners. That makes me okay? That every day when I listen to them talk, I get frustrated, you know. But, of course, I've got my personal history that I bring along from that makes me angry as well, you know. And man, come on, man. When you look at it, this modern life is difficult to live. It's really difficult to live. And it appears as though when we elect these leaders, they tell you point blank, we swearing to heirs and successors of another country.
Mm.
So they're not swearing to us. And some of those heirs and successors are criminals. Think about that, Nuri. Think about what we are electing. Persons who are swearing to known criminals. Something got to be wrong with us. That makes me angry, okay?
I know I'm angry.
I don't take my anger out on nothing else, but I sit at the typewriter and just type it out.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, Nuri.
Yeah, man. I have this text before I go to the next phone line. So, morning, Mr. Nuri. I am not sure what you are talking about today, but I have something I want I have something I want to ask about. I see where the Minister of Health in today's paper announced that the government is looking to purchase 15 new ambulances. Mr. Nuri, does this man, Dr. Darvill, really think we are so dumb, so stupid, that we have forgotten that all those little fake ambulances that was purchased recently on our dime was another exercise in wasting taxpayers' money? No wonder the hospital is out of supplies and the facility is falling apart. These people take us for conks. I saw Mr. Darvill's, and I get angry, like I'm talking about. I get vexed. I got vexed at it. And said, man, this one, election close, but this one. See, I don't want to express it, but that one, it's like a constant. It's always when he addressed the public. Always. That one. That, Mr. Darvill. Lord have mercy. Calm me down, Lord. That one. Let's go to the callers there, man. God in Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. Why be even so angry?
How are you doing, sir?
I try not to get angry, but I vex. I have an anxiety now. Just listening to the news, and I'm trying to understand.
You got a hot generic.
Say again?
That's what I got. The man tell me I got generic heart failure, but anyway. Mm-hmm. I keep pumping that blood out as best as I can. But you know something, Mr. Nuri? I know a friend of mine was on the licensing board. That, you know, permits license for all the different things like number houses, bars, and so forth. He told me that when he was on the board, it was against the law for a bar or a number house to be close to a school. Okay? If you go around the Bahamas today, Mr. Nuri, I know you travel the streets just like me. The proliferation of Chinese bars through these corners over the hill now. Nothing over on the north side where the elites live. But anytime on the south side, from Foxhill right down to Lifetkey, on the south side of the hill, the proliferation of Chinese bars through a corner, five or six Chinese bars. One time ago, the Chinese used to have Bahamians working for them. Then they started having the Haitians working for them. Now you realize the Chinese got the Filipinos working for them in their bars and so forth. The Chinese selling wholesale, retail, clothes, and food inside their bars. Bahamians can't get them licensed. On Blue Hill Road, right across from Yellow Elder Primary School, there's a Chinese bar. And women and little children go in the Chinese bar to buy their own Chinese food, where men and women inside there drinking and watching TV. On the corner up by Honest Baptist Church, there's a Chinese bar that sells wholesale retail liquor, clothing, and food in one bar. On Balfour Avenue, there's a number house next to a school right down the right, about four buildings east of the member of parliament for that area, Ms. Hannah Martin. And the cars, including police trucks, park up on the sidewalk where the children supposed to walk when they come to and from school. They got to walk around the cars on the sidewalk, walk in the road to go to school and from school.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, and that's enough to get Bahamians angry. And I know recently we have authorities said that they're investigating it. Right, they mentioned they don't target any specific ethnic group, but they are investigating how many bars are next to schools. They during this new license, so I can say that the government is aware, and they should be addressing it. I don't know the timeline, but at least they acknowledge that there is a problem and they will be addressing it. Let's go to the next phone line. Kermit was not able to open that particular file, but this is a clip from our news, and I think I have to play it from my phone. But it's worth listening to, right? Because I'm just trying to find out why are we so angry. And see, the anger that we have made way for the COI, because the COI is voicing our angst. I'm not saying that is the correct response, or they are the salvation of the Bahamas, but I see why they exist. I see why the numbers are swelling. I see why a number of people are attracted to COI, because the two major parties just ain't making us happy. The anxiety is growing. Everybody promising that they can do something, and we say, we know better, man. We know your history. So I understand why COY is getting popular now. I understand. Right? Because we're getting crumbs, man. I'm tired of crumbs. Because even when I rake all the crumbs together, it's not even a piece of the cake. Let's go to the caller as I get this clip able to play next to this mic. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, how are you doing, Nui? C. Allen Johnson. Just 3 points. So, but the third one answers your question in full context. Like you see, you're tired of getting the crumbs. The first one is that you have to ask an employee, right? The humans are angry because you have. Hello?
Give me your life. Go ahead.
Yeah. They have governance, right, where they have an expectation, and they're now saying we need another 5 years to do what we should have and could have done in the first 5 years. And then they say that the explanation that you have is called PNS, and they're calling it rain and hail. Now, what happens, though, is that you talk about the hospital and this whole concept of ownership, which is a foreign language to the current governance model that we have, or even for government, is that, let's use an example. I use a figure that my wife has derived. She has estimated there's between $25 and $60 billion in unrealized equity in the country that can be tapped into for national development. And you could look, whether it be in these equity in homes or sitting in the central bank or whatever it is, there is, and this is not that if I had time, I'd be able to explain to you where each of those figures are. Including a few billion dollars that sit in the Ministry of Tourism that has not been touched for 25 years. But when we talk about having the resources, we go to China, but the resources is here within the country. If the people understand the 21st century to which to access those resources, and so we're screaming to America, we're screaming to everyone else, when we possess within ourselves the financial and the competence to achieve that which we're asking others to do for us. But in general, we don't have conversations about the future because it requires building as opposed to looking at the current condition we are in or how we were in the past. If you look at what we predominantly discuss, you know, across talk shows, across podcasts, across everything, we discussed yesterday. At best, we want to even discuss what was announced about yesterday today. But if you look at other developed countries around the world or developing countries, they're discussing what's now, what's new, and what's next. And so that becomes our problem, is that we are waiting for, you know, what is pie in the sky to evolve itself, as opposed to looking at the opportunities that's available for us today. The Prime Minister touched on it, and he touched on AI. You know, it's a new thing to him, even though in the public domain, it's been here since November of 2022. And I mean publicly available as access.
And I appreciate Seattle. So let me respond to that. And then if you need to call back so we can engage the conversation. Because you mentioned AI, right? For decades, we've been talking about a unified bus service. Just recently, I saw a lecturer out right in front of the Guardian there. He's waiting on the bus, and he's apparently been waiting on the bus for a while, right? So passing, going to my car, I ask, hey, what you doing? Right? He said, waiting on the bus. And he asks, don't you all have an app here to say when the next bus coming? And I smile and say, app. UB is doing, giving a report about who's sweethearting. They ain't looking for no app that people could use to say when the bus come. They're busy. They're busy talking about sweethearts. That's what you be doing. And you want to talk about, you're a lecturer and you want to talk about app and when the bus coming to be more efficient. The university we have ain't being efficient. But let me play this, because this frustrated me also. Let me play this, because Kermit wasn't able to play it, but I'm going to put my phone close to this mic and see if we get any commentary about this. This is from our news.
Government officials to grant temporary work permits to members of the Mennonite community, who they say play a critical role in North Andros, and the island at large. Residents aren't sure as to why operations of the nonprofit have been paused, but claims it's impacting mechanical services, agriculture, and emergency assistance efforts across their community.
I believe that the government will look into their matter, but here is the situation. The situation is that And this is now in a position where cars are being parked because there's no mechanic. The small lawnmower repair shops are closed. Everything at the woodwork shops, everything is basically closed. And so we are asking the government to be kind enough to, even if you have to give them a temporary work permit, so we can continually commute. Because we have also a problem with our with the farmland, the cities, the people who do the business for the farmland. So we have to give them some leeway so they can operate so Andrews could be affected by them. Because they're a really great asset to Andrews, because Andrews do need them. The police depends on them, cars, the fire engine depends on them, the local depends on them. Every car on this island depends on the Mennonites to run properly.
Eyewitness News.
So, I letting you hear that report. There's a gentleman in Andrews. That's Eyewitness News, correct? And who's reporting that? Says that all Andrews has shut down because the Mennonites, the government has asked the Mennonites to obtain work permits. Says that the police depend on them, the clinics depend on them, and since the Mennonites their work permits has been temporarily suspended or they have to reinstall their work permits, there's no mechanics on the island. There's no lawnmower persons who's fixing lawnmower on the island. Says it's a complete collapse of Andrews. I have a problem with that. See the angst? See the angst? Because that means a failure of us. I didn't even know the Mennonites were allowed to work in the Bahamas. I know they have their farm, but I thought that's for self-subsistent farming type thing, right? I thought that for their community. I didn't know they opened up their own business and they're selling to Bahamians now, competing. We now compete with the Mennonites for farming. We now have to rent their tractors, rent their machinery in order. Remember, Andrews is a breadbasket of the Bahamas, you know? They collapse because the Mennonites have paused their feed stall. And nobody has a problem with that. I have a problem with that. I say, man, we got to have a meeting with the Mennonites. Say, man, no, you can't be competing with Bahamians. You're an invited guest in the Bahamas. And if you own all mechanic shops and there's no competent, educated person in Andrews, we have a problem. We have a you no longer here for our benefits because you having a brain drain now. What you mean? There's no one to fix the cars in all Andrews because the Mennonites' work permits has been stalled for whatever reason. Talk, what you mean? Implement temporary work permits. Something is wrong. See, how come only me one getting angry? Why Bahamians angry? Let's go to the caller, step man. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, morning, my boy.
Hi, Rach, you're trying to find out how come I got to depend on Mennonites to get pepper and pigeon peas and thing.
Let me say something to you, my friend. I'm an Andrusian. I live in Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
They play a vital role in Andrews. Let me tell you, our problem is in our country is that we don't come together to do nothing or to make our communities better. Everybody don't set up a little mom and papa shop. If you get three or four mom and papa shop side by side, one come together and just combine our resources and open one nice state of the art, something. The time is coming, gone. We got to go in people's yard to get a mechanic work done. So people don't upgrade themselves. You understand me? It's real bad now. They play a very important role in North Andrews.
Let me speak to you 1 minute. Go back and forth for a minute. In South Andrews, Central Andrews, they graduated about 12 mechanics the other day. Just a top BGCS result. They can fix any kind of cars. But in North Andrews, they ain't graduated nobody. They didn't even make the BGCS list, the North Andrews. I am concerned that North Andrews realized that they're shooting themselves in the foot, depending on foreigners to supply them with supplies in order to survive. Something is wrong with that.
I know something is wrong with that, but let me tell you, at the end of the day, we're talking, I hear you say something really about the Chinese and this way to get us and all this setup, right? Bahamians believe in supporting foreigners. Not from tradition time and eternity. For some reason, whenever I go to Nassau, I don't go to no Chinese shop.
I wouldn't go to no Mennonite shop either.
Okay, I don't go to no Chinese shop, all right? I support my local Bahamians. But if you need something to be done, just say a small engine, nobody on the island will do that.
How come?
You got to face reality. You know what
I say, how come?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
But see, we got, you still need your stuff to be done.
What do you mean you don't know, though? What do you mean you can't find a mechanic at all in Northern Andrews?
You could find, listen, you have mechanics here on the island, right? On the island. Listen to good now. You have a few mechanics. Nobody will come together, buy the equipment that you need to fix muffler, do wheel alignment. There's no, you see, it's a sad situation, but it's reality. We get the first thing in this country, we have to come together to help each other. Everybody want to try to keep down one another. That's what killing these islands. You got to first come together and combine your resources.
Let me engage you again. You know the Bahamas, Bamsey. The government is trying to expand Bamsey. So we now importing new big equipment in order for farming, right? So the government is now negotiating with American companies to import big tractors and trailers and stuff like that. Guess who have the right to bring in and import all big tractors in the country?
Oh, I don't know.
The people in Andres, I ain't call their name, but you know who you buying stuff from. We got to go to them and ask the permission if we can bring a tractor into the Bahamas for us to farm. Something is wrong.
Listen to me, buddy. Listen to me. It still goes back, right? I saying you got to combine your resources to make things happen. And then on the other hand, the banks ain't lending nobody the money. They don't lend money to buy you a $100,000 car, but they don't lend you money to go invest and buy a tractor. You know, before the bank give you money to buy a tractor, they deny you. Don't care what you might have in the bank. Okay? And I'm being through the situation. So, like I say, the people need to combine their resources because the bank ain't helping you to do nothing. You go through the government system, the small business loan thing. That takes forever. They want to know where your ma, your grandma, when they born. That don't make no sense. The bureaucracy, the things that you go through to get small things in this country, it's only too much headache.
I hear you, boss.
It's too much headache.
I hear you, boss.
And if you go, and if you live on an island and you got to come and ask or deal business, if you ain't got a couple of dollars to tip the people leave the office, you ain't get no service. That's the reality of it.
I hear you.
I don't run from things. You understand me? It is what it is with me.
It is.
But like I tell you, Bahamian people need to come together and let's start working together to do our own things. Nobody want to do nothing. Everybody want to throw a little hot touch up and think that can happen. No kind of corner be, no kind of bank or nothing. So we need to put things together that make sense. It's modern time.
Thank you very much.
You think people care? They can't. Somebody had to go on some block and lean up on the side. You need to get equipment, lift your stuff up, fix your exhaust, get your proper wheel alignment. The Bahamian people don't do these things. You got to take it to a different level.
Thank you very much, caller. That's why we now stuck to going with the Mennonites. Callers, I see you. Bring you in on the other end of the show right now. I concerned. And what happened in Andres, North Andres, could never happen in Long Island. Long Island wouldn't allow nobody to come and control their whole economy, saying when everything got to go through them. Something, North Andres broken. Either they have lazy people in North Andres, but it broken. Who's a member of parliament in Andres? North Andres. Whoever that is, they need to deal with him too. It's Guardian Radio AM. We're going to take this quick commercial break. I'm trying to find out why Bahamian so vexed. I see why I have anxiety. Because I just listen to what's happening in North Andres. I disappointed them. I shame for them. I shame for that report, for that person who is reporting that, please, Mr. Government, give the Mennonites work permits so they can open up their mechanic shop, because all the cars them on the side of the road, all the lawnmowers on the side of the road, they can't even farm no more. Can you imagine the breadbasket of the Bahamas can't farm no more because they can't get no equipment and stuff from nobody else, from the Mennonites? Something wrong, man. You're all peculiar people. We'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round. around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Let's see, the lines are full. Let me allow the people to express themselves, to explain to me why we are so angry as a people. I'm just finding that nothing seems to work, right? There's a lot of promises. I see both political parties are bragging, saying, oh, we could do this and we can do that and we have done this. But no, man. It's rough here in the Bahamas, man. It's rough here in the Bahamas. Like, it just seems like nothing works. And what they saying, they bragging about. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live. Why we mad?
Mr. Nuri, we have to be mad, man. You know, Mr. Nuri, when our grandparents in the 70s, 60s, was farming all over this country, right? We were more productive, man. We didn't need for nobody, eh? I mean, but as we came up to the modern stand of ages, we start to regress as a people. You know, the islands didn't improve. You know, the islands became like places of control and manipulation and no growth, right? Because by now we should have had some place developed and some economy other than Nassau or. Because Grand Bahama colony has been, obliterated, right? So what needs to happen in these places? Our leaders in Nassau don't want, because why? That they have no more control and manipulation on these islands after that, right? Because if we were serious, we could have made sure that that each island economy strive. So, and people in North Andres or from North Andres who right here in Nassau and possibly have these capabilities would say, look, I got a grant to go back home to put this whatever facility, mechanic shop or whatever. We need these the levels we need to be thinking of. I'm trying to get our people to, but it seems that we are stagnated when it comes to, you know, finding better ways for our people, man, and it's sad. Andres is a desert, you know. I mean, to where it used to be 40 years ago.
I concern, you know? Colin.
Man, I concern too. It's terrible, man. And then this same type of situation is right all over our Caribbean. I mean, our
archipelago.
Right?
Yes, I agree. I agree. Let me tell you how bad it is, Colum. Bay Street proper, is our main tourism product. This is the best of us. See, I want you to picture this. The Bahamas has one tourism product that we own. When I say we own, the hotels ain't owned by us. That's other people's tourism product. We own one thing. One thing we own as our tourism, our premier tourism product that we sell the world to say, hey, come and see. And that place is Bay Street. Now, tell me how Bay Street look and how Bay Street is.
Man, I went on Bay Street. Bay Street is the worst I've ever seen Bay Street in my entire
life. It tells a tale about us as a people.
Right?
It tells a tale about you as a person.
It just tells that just what I was saying. We regressed it. We regressed as a nation. We never had an upward liftment in this country in over almost 30 years from the plane took off, the nose was dipping, and it went, and we almost are at the point of crash as a nation, because when you look at Bay Street, Bay Street can borders flying in the air, rolling down the street, and being it's just a terrible eyesight, right? I went looking for a garbage bin, and I find a bag hanging up on a back of a building, a garbage bag. That's the only one I find. The trash what I had, in it's terrible, but Bay Street only again, say I'm showing how the entire Commonwealth of the Bahamas look, because if you could treat the number one possible street in our country, if you could bring it to that state, what it says to the rest of the country.
I appreciate you calling. Our government is never broke. We prioritize as what we want, right? If we want something, we can build it, right? Right now, the swim leagues here are complaining that the national stadium where the Betty Kenny is, don't have no heater. The coal, and the swimmers got to swim in that coal pool. But nobody complaining. I don't know when it even get fixed. And if anyone addressing the issue. Mind you, we have Carifta people coming down to swim in our pool, and they said they can't swim inside it because the pool is too cold. It's no urgency to fix it, right? I concern. I just want to have one nice thing to brag about. No, do you know Princess Margaret Hospital is ranked as the best hospital in the Caribbean? But any sensible people wouldn't go there. But it's still the best hospital in the Caribbean. But why can't we have something we could brag about, man? When you walk into, you see technology. They said, man, this is what I spend my taxes on. Do you want tourists to walk through Princess Margaret Hospital? Let's go to the caller, man. Guardian Radio AM, you're live, caller. Why are you mad? Why are we mad? Let's go to the next one, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yes, sir. You know, to all those IT technologists or computer technologists, right? You know, we've had advancement in technology forever. You know, we went from the beeper to the digital phone to the smartphones, and you know, so what that has that done for us in healthcare? I mean, in Bahamas, you know what I mean, or education, you know what I mean, availability of education, you know what I mean. It hasn't done anything for us. You know, okay, we still have education problems, still have healthcare problems, still have housing problems. Things are worse. Okay, I grew up in inner city. I'm over 60 now. I grew up in a true corner in inner city where we had stone building homes, bro. You understand? We two-story homes where black people live. You understand what I'm saying? Well-educated people. They always been there. You know, they just move now. The educated people, them type of people, they move out of the inner city. Now they out where some of them in life key. Or old 4 days. Ain't nothing changed. Still have the same, inequality. You know, we still have the D average. Same thing, nothing changed. You see, so what is AI going to do for us? Ain't going to do nothing that it hasn't done, that every other thing has done for us. Nothing. It's going to be the same. They got them leaders who sailed all the black people into slavery. They still lead us today. You know what I'm saying?
They
still kin to them leaders today. Nothing changed, bro.
Thank you very much,
Colin. Thank you.
Thank God for the big hotels, because it seems as we have no technology working here at all that we can brag and say, whoa, look how nice Bahama looks. Look how nice Atlantis look. Because if you take them out of the Bahamas, what do we have? What can we brag about saying we have close proximity to the United States, 30 miles away? We have trinkets like the United States. I don't know if we have trinkets like the United States. Our politicians travel all the time. They see state-of-the-art. They see the best technology. I'm not sure if they bring in these concepts home with us. That even though we have proximity to the United States, we look like the lower Antilles, right? Who technology should have taken some time to get to? The systems ain't working. Said, this text before I go to the next call, it says, "Brother, good morning, Brother Nuri. The Bahamas was on an excellent plan of economic development from 1920 to 2002. Afterwards, they allowed infrastructure and development to be compromised for selfish gain and export. Now we have illegal immigrants taking over our beloved Bahamas. Who is going to create a better Bahamas for Bahamians again? We need to immediate change Bahamas Sela. From Grand Bahama, we are listening today." Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio, go ahead, caller. You live. Go ahead. Let's move on to the next one. Go ahead, caller. I can hear you.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, how are you doing today?
Doing well, man.
Jesse Jackson, Barney.
Yeah, I didn't know him that well.
You didn't know him?
No, he was in one of the Jacksons from East Street.
But you know of him, though?
Yeah, but I know him like that.
And come down to that civil rights fighting and stuff and all that stuff.
He was with Sir Lyndon, with civil rights?
Huh?
He's one of said who's marched with Sir Lyndon?
No, he sounds like he's saying he support with Sir Lyndon, the first prime minister from back in the days. He's fighting for black people rights and stuff.
I really know you know Sir Lyndon like that.
Yeah, he mentioned it.
Okay, that's good.
You saying about the pool?
The pool coal.
That's bad. Look here, Dr. Fox, if anybody listening, can you reach out to Dr. Adrian Fox? I believe he was doing something with the government, with doing pools in the primary schools. I understand Mr. Nuri saying that Carifta is coming up and they have to do training. They might have to come over here to the rest of Caribbean. Come on, this is the Bahamas. We're supposed to be doing a little better than the rest of them. I know we might have a financial crunch or money challenge right now, but if the web shop owners, the boss and Dr. Fox, them and the rest of people could contribute and help out, we could get that gas thing sorted out so they could have hot swimming water down there. What'd you say about that?
I agree with that, and we need to lobby. Someone got to talk with it.
Huh?
The minister, someone got to talk to the Minister of Sports about it. So it can't happen.
Well, you mean the one who mess up our, who deal with the Wally Boys, who try to fool with our culture?
Someone need to put pressure on him, especially when dealing with sports.
Yeah, maybe Rick Fox. I don't know if Rick Fox listening. Rick, if you're listening, that's something we need done right there. I enjoyed listening to him on a show yesterday, but that's something we need right then. And the Bahamas team be winning all the golds for the last, what, 3, 4, 5 years?
I mean,
for the pool, for the swimming.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, well, come on, man, that's embarrassing. You serious or you sure?
No, I'm serious.
They had a pool problem, they get it fixed by now?
The pool cold. I know it for a fact, the pool cold.
You know that for sure?
I know it for sure.
Okay, one last thing. Did you listen to the convention?
Yes, I listened to the debut, start of the launching of their election campaign.
Yeah, one night convention. Yeah, so listen, I don't know if you listened to Glenys Anna Martin, if you hear what she had to say, or you listened to Michael Alkitas. You heard what Michael Alkitas had to say?
So
I think them two were the strongest of all.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Prime Minister had a lot to say, and he's the head speaker, but what Glenys was saying, that it's all about the children.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the people. It's not about them. Michael Alkitas was saying, yeah, they might have good ratings from international ratings agency, but if the people ain't feeling it, he said there's a lot of people still waiting for support and for help. So I like what Michael Alkitas and Glenys Anna, I think they're the shining stars within that party right now,
mm-hmm.
and the Minister of Environmental Health. I like what they had to say, you know? I don't know if you listened to it.
I did. Our Prime Minister said...
Well, you was impressed with. You heard what Sebastian had to say. He talked about the new university of the Bahamas.
I'm not sure how...
They can put that there. We'll put that on the family island. You don't think they should put something like that in Andrews or somewhere where we could maybe, you know, give some kind of incentive or encourage people to either move to the islands or either just send the children them so they can really concentrate on education and stuff. I mean, they'd go other parts of the world for college and university. It wouldn't hurt for them to go to one of the other islands. Would you say build this university they're talking about on Nassau or where?
I shall wait and see if anything comes into fruition.
Even if the government changed, we still need it done. It should still be done because they say they have plans. The Ministry of Works already do plans for it.
I still wait.
Keep up the good work, my brother.
Thank you very much. This text says, jealousy is pervasive in Nassau and is worse on some of these islands. Mr. Nuri, this is an exposure year. We have had poor leaders for over the last 30 years and in this area of developing our people and islands. I still shock about Andrus, North Andrus, right? So this text says, the pool is cool. And lights have blown throughout the pool area. So not even safe to walk around the pool because of wires. I swim, so this is first-hand knowledge. The texter here talking about the pool, what's happening at the pool there. Morning, Mr. Nuri. How does Bay Street look like under the back of the arm? Sometimes people say that. A pleasant good morning to you. And just a thought, could the government put a public bathroom on South Beach for the public and tourists that comes out on the beach to use if they need to use the bathroom? They need to put bathroom on Bay Street and all. Yeah, but I understand. I agree. They need to have some bathroom facilities. Ask what they are doing about the Haitians in Andrus. Those people been helping Andrus and Abaco for years. After every storm, ask about it. You sound like you don't live in the Bahamas, sir. I guess they mad that I'm concerned with what's happening with the Mennonites and how we depended on them now. And when that collapsed, the whole island collapsed. The farmers in North Andrus now sell us 10 to Nassau Mennonite stuff. They don't even grow no more. They just say whatever the Mennonites have, they just go buy and then become resellers. Something is wrong. Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
See, hey, Nuri, good morning.
I trying to see why we vex. I know why I vex.
Some of us are vexed because we believe that the Bahamas are where we are right now. We should be much further than where we are. We have talked about the development of most of our family islands where, you know, we look at everything as being Nassau-centric. You know, we bring everything here. We cram everybody here. We have most of the migrants now coming here. We have a whole myriad of problems here in the city, but the country has been neglected for a long time, and still today being neglected. Now, my question is, you know, we are now redeveloping our airports. I am still waiting for the Prime Minister to explain to me and the nation what is the incentive of him fixing up all of these airports, even putting an international airport in Cat Island. What are the agreements that have already been forged that symbolizes all of this money being spent? Who are the major airline carriers that's going to service our area? It has to be some type of communication right now. Don't wait for the last minute until the airport is completed, then bring the news. The Bahamian people need to know how their tax dollars are being spent and whether it's being spent in a prudent manner. The average family in this country right now is at a loss. Between trying to pay BPL bill and trying to put food on the table, trying to keep a house, a roof over their heads, cannot take a vacation off this island to go and try and get their minds to rest, to get rest and relaxation from a change of pace and scenery. These financially is what I'm really focused on. Mm-hmm. Where are the finances for the average Bahamian to have in their hand that they can get off this rock for a little period of time so they can relax their mind, come back, and then try to strategize on how to help rebuild this country? We are going nowhere fast. We're like hamsters on a spinning wheel. And for the Bahamians who cannot think outside a party and who cannot think outside of glorifying and edifying these political figures, I can tell you, your children are going to suffer. If you have any, they're going to suffer because of our ineffectiveness and our inaction. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
Kermit, give me a blight and let this caller come through, please. I appreciate it. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio, you're going to be the last caller for the day. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Have you went lately to pick up your passport and they tell you, give you 10 working days? Now, 10 working days of pass is now 12 working days. When I went there and pick up the passport, they can tell me it's not ready. So now I say, well, I need the passport. She said, well, anyway, if you pay $350 a day, you can get it today.
Oh, Lord.
I said, well, what the papers and I already passed do?
Mm-hmm.
You see why we are so frustrated in this country? I must pay $350 for something that I did not do. Now it's 12 days now, and they can't recognize it.
I'm sorry you're going through that, sir.
I mean, we just running this country right under the earth. And then to have the heart to tell me if I was in the American embassy, I would have had to wait.
Yeah, they excruciated you. I'm sorry. Thank you very much, sir. Let me read these texts and then go ahead, leave right now. It's 12 o'clock now. See, I am angry because a foreigner can move in the in an abandoned home, steal land, sell on the side of the road anywhere, and do anything they feel in our country. But if a Bahamian does it, we get maimed, a criminal, locked up and mocked and shamed and destroyed. Let me tell you what UB is doing. This is the headline inside the Tribune. Wives, Bahamian wives, twice as likely to call sweetheart their main partner. Emotional dependence on extramarital partners or sweethearts was high for both unfaithful husbands and wives, a new study has found, concluding that such dependency may be a key factor influencing infidelity and could carry potential mental health consequences. That's the headline, you know, that's what you be doing. I mean, we need technology and research and reports to help uplift us, and they talk about sweetheart. Say woman cheating. Baby woman. See, I don't know, man. It is what it is. That's what we want to talk about. We like salacious things. You know? I know there's a narrative bounced before about slavery saying black people aren't able to leave because they think with their sexuality too much. And people continue to prove it. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. As being Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, you have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.